back again. Peter Mandelson makes comeback number 3 in a stunning cabinet reshuffle. Gordon Brown has made the former EU commissioner and sworn enemy business secretary in what is being seen as the biggest gamble of his premiership. And I'm Tom Clark. In this special edition of Politics Weekly, we ask one simple question. Why? It had been billed as a modest shakedown of the lower orders of government. But today's cabinet reshuffle took Westminster by complete surprise when it emerged that Peter Mandelson, the arch Blairite who helped keep Gordon Brown out of the top job for so long, is returning to the fold. Lazarus just isn't the word. Even he only had one comeback. This is Mandelson's third incarnation in a Labour cabinet. And if you count his EU role, this is his fourth top-level post. He's to become business secretary, replacing John Hutton, who moves to defence. We'll hear from a hastily convened panel of political experts in a moment. But first, let's hear from the man himself. Walking into Downing Street, he could hardly conceal his glee. In what now seems a remarkable scoop, the new political correspondent of the New Statesman, James McIntyre, interviewed Mandelson for this week's edition. James is on the line now. Do you get the sense that he knew this was coming, James?
I can categorically tell you he didn't know this was coming, unless I'm going completely mad. When I spoke to him last week for the New Statesman at the Labour conference, the truth is I bullied him into doing an interview that he didn't want to do. He pointed out that politicians choose when to intervene, and he wasn't ready to. When I asked him about his future, he appeared genuinely confused as to what he was going to do, and was asking his advisers what on earth he should say, because, as he pointed out, it was ludicrous to talk about it over a year in advance of the commission job coming up for renewal. So I think that the sort of fashionable view that this has been a big plot over the last sort of few weeks is wrong. I know that Brown talked to him before the conference about the reshuffle and sort of vaguely floated the idea of Mandelson coming back, or hinted at it. But Mandelson at that point did not bite. So I genuinely know or believe that yesterday when he was summoned to Downing Street, he was taken as much by surprise as the rest of us.
And what would you say were the most significant points to drop out of your interview, James?
I now think that his discussion about his future was more significant than I previously did. But I think that what's interesting about this is that he has managed to come back into the cabinet on his own terms, because the top line in journalistic terms of his interview was that the government should not shift to the left and pander to some of the more factional, hardcore Brownite elements in the government. So it's interesting that he's been brought back despite what was actually some fairly critical comments about the government.
James McIntyre, thank you very much.
Thanks very much indeed, Tom.
OK, let's turn to our panel to discuss this dramatic turn of events. With me in the studio is The Guardian's political columnist, Martin Kettle, and the political reporter, Jenny Percival. Martin, let's turn to you first. What does it all mean?
I think it means that Gordon Brown has taken a huge gamble to bring back Peter Mandelson in order to rescue Labour and to show that it can win the election in 2010 and offer a clear business-friendly face in the midst of this economic crisis. That's what I think it is essentially about.
And Jenny, is this an act of desperation or a stroke of genius?
Yeah, I must admit, I can't decide at this stage whether it is a stroke of brilliance or absolute desperation. I mean, it's certainly a fantastic bit of political theatre. It was a genuine political shock. Nobody, I think, predicted that this was coming up. I mean, it's good for some people, it's good for the Blairites, it's good for the business community, but it's going to divide the left, who are already screaming that this is a bad decision for Labour.
That's right, I've heard them saying that already as well. But whatever his skill as a political strategist, and people would say it's very formidable, Peter Mandelson's not going to be able to do much, is he, for Gordon Brown's government, unless the two men can work together. Martin, are they psychologically capable of doing that?
Well, only time will tell. They have known each other a very long time. They have worked together at various times through the last 20, 25 years. They knew each other's strengths and weaknesses. They're not soulmates. They don't think or act the same. Their social lives are very, very different. Their kind of general sociability is very, very different. Brown's a very introverted person. Peter Mandelson is an extremely extrovert person, very gregarious. So they're chalk and cheese, but politically, you know, they share a very similar approach to Labour politics, which is they are ruthlessly committed to Labour winning and are prepared to do what it takes to achieve it.
And you think that doing what it takes will mean working together, and that's what they'll do?
I think it's bound to be. And I think clearly Peter Mandelson has exacted a certain price. I think the changes in the personnel within Downing Street seem to me to suggest that, you know, he is going to play a wider role as a senior figure than merely a departmental head in an important department in business.
Can I ask you, Martin, whether you think it will make any difference that Peter Mandelson's now going to be playing out his role from the House of Lords? Will that reduce tension with Gordon Brown, perhaps?
I suppose that is a factor, but, you know, really in Whitehall and in politics, these people all see each other all the time. They're in and out of one another's offices, and whether they're occasionally in the Lords or occasionally in the Commons is not the essential thing. I think Mandelson would only come back, providing he was going to have a very central role.
Jenny, can I just ask what you think the first thought and the first message from David Cameron's going to be about this shock decision?
I think the Conservatives would actually have reason to be quite afraid. If you look at some of the Conservative blogs today, for example, they're genuinely shocked and they're genuinely fearful because Mandelson is such a good, skilled political operator. And what Labour appears to have been lacking in recent months is those big beasts who really know their job, who know what they're doing. Now there is somebody like that in the Cabinet. So I'd have thought Cameron and the Conservatives would be very, very cautious about this move.
I've wondered, Martin, whether what the Conservatives will say is, well, you tried giving us unspun Gordon Brown, the electorate didn't like it, so now you've had to bring back the master spin doctor of them all, Peter Mandelson, to try and spin yourself into being popular.
I'm sure they'll say that, and indeed William Hague has put out a statement today that does say that. But I think that is completely dwarfed by the fact that this is a historic realignment or re-realignment of the new Labour coalition. And I think one of the things we need to pay attention to is the fact that Brown, whilst he's brought Mandelson back, and that's clearly the main thing that's going to happen in this reshuffle, he's actually done quite an interesting balancing act between people who, you know, on whom you can stick the label Blairite and people on whom you can stick the label Brownite. He's promoted some of his own people anyway. So, you know, it's quite a skillful juggling of the posts.
Do you think we can say this reshuffle represents either a move to the left or a move to the right?
Well, I think it definitely is a move to the right, and I think that's personally exactly what Labour needs to do. And I think the fact that you've had people like Ian Gibson and John McDonnell and indeed Kevin Maguire of the Daily Mirror denouncing it, will be music in the ears of the Blairites, because that's exactly what they wanted to do. Their great criticism has been that Brown has tried to put one face to the left of the party and another face to the right of the party, and that he has always tried not to make a decision on this. I think by bringing Mandelson in, he's finally crossed the Rubicon. He's decided what kind of premiership he wants to have. He's scrapped what he's been doing for the last 15 months, which was quite vacillating and facing in two directions at once. And I think he's going for broke with a tried and tested formula. Whether it'll work or not, that's another question. Labour's still significantly behind in the polls, and these are very tumultuous times.
So, Jenny, Martin says that Gordon Brown's doing the right thing by moving right. What about the sort of John Cruddas argument that he could do with moving left and playing to Labour's base, who in by-elections such as Glasgow East have been notably deserting him?
There have been suggestions, in fact, that John Cruddas could be given a role within government, and that would help to answer that criticism that there isn't enough support for those who would prefer the party to move to the left. But also bear in mind, the big jobs in the cabinet haven't changed. Home, foreign, the Chancellor, those jobs are the same. That is kind of steadying the ship. And then plus you have the nod to the Blairites by introducing Mandelson and also bringing back another, as I was saying, I think some of the sort of big beasts, the characters, have been lacking in the cabinet. He's also bringing back Margaret Beckett, another face from the past. And it's trying to strengthen the cabinet. It's trying to present a picture of a cabinet that can deal with the economic crisis.
And I can now cross to Westminster to talk to The Guardian's senior political commentator, Mike White. Could you tell us how you think it's gone down there? Are people stunned?
Well, everybody's stunned. This is a rare example of a piece of surprising news which was not leaked or hinted at in any way, shape or form before it happened. Why not? Because as soon as I heard it flashed up on Sky TV, I think it was, I said, whoa, don't believe that one. And they started ringing in all over the TV and radio stations, and I said, well, I'll talk to you about it when it's been confirmed, but as far as I'm concerned, don't believe that one until I see it happened. Anyway, it's happened, and the result, as always with Peter Mandelson, is divisive. People are not sure whether to be impressed or appalled.
And do you think the danger is in bringing back such a big figure from the past that it will look like Labour's going backwards instead of forwards, to reverse its slogan from the last manifesto?
Back to the future. Yes, that joke's doing the round too. Margaret Beckett's coming back too, which is in many ways a more surprising appointment, because Mrs. Beckett was never a particularly distinguished departmental head, always a steady pair of hands, not going to mess things up, but she's not a sort of dynamic and forward-looking figure. She's 65 or 66 now. She's done her national service. But there we are. Mandelson's a different case. He's much younger, born in about 53 or 54, I think. What does that make him, 53 or 54? And, he's got a lot of juice left in his tank, and he's a highly experienced man, both as a political operator, and contrary to what the left-wing MP John McDonnell said in a statement earlier, he is a good administrator. He was a very good head of the Department of Trade and Industry before he lost his job over the mortgage. And, he's been an impressive and by no means passive EU trade negotiator at the Doha rounds. He knows everybody, and he's good at doing his day job as well as the low politics, which he's also quite good at.
But now he's been brought back in these circumstances, Mike, do you think he's really going to be spending his time worrying about the Department for Business, or do you think he's going to be spending more of his time working out what Gordon Brown's political strategy should be?
Well, like a lot of jobs, clever people can do more than one. And that goes for clever politicians as it does to city directors who hold, 24 directorships. Mandelson can probably do both. He's now 10 or 11 years in one kind of government job or another in Britain and Europe. He's highly experienced. And as everybody knows, he, Brown and Tony Blair created the New Labour operation, which won three general elections. Although, of course, he fell out with Brown in the process. You can say that again. He certainly did.
OK, thanks for a fascinating discussion. I have just one final question for you, Martin. Is it the case that the man who spent so long plotting to keep Gordon Brown out of number 10, by a twist of irony, is now going to be the man who saves his bacon?
Well, who can say whether he's going to do it, but he's certainly been brought on exactly to do that. He's here, I think, to try and get the Labour fourth term. And if there's anybody around in politics who's got the sheer nerve to try to achieve that kind that amazing goal, then Peter Mandelson is that man. And it's very counterintuitive move by Gordon Brown to have brought him back, and it's a rather impressive one, in my opinion.
Great stuff. Thanks to Mike, to Jenny and to Martin. That's it for this special edition of Politics Weekly. Nick Watt will be back in the chair as usual next Thursday. In the meantime, there's lots more comment and analysis at guardian.co.uk/politics. I'm Tom Clark. The producers were Pete Sale and Matt Wells. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.